As the leadership team of the Southside family here, we wanted to begin the year on our knees. As we put an end to 2020 and enter into this new year together, we wanted to do that on our knees in conversation with our Father. And so our service is going to look a little different this morning. We're going to be spending an extended amount of time in prayer this morning. And so we're going to follow a very common model that's used in prayer. It's the ACTS model. And that stands for, the A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. The T, thanksgiving. And the S, supplication, which is a big word that means requests. We just couldn't think of a better way to begin this year than as a family in prayer together. And so our service is designed today to do that through song, through silence, and through prayer. And so let's go to and worship our Father together in prayer.
Worthy of adoration and praise. You're worthy because you are the one true God. You're awesome. You're glorious. You're good. Your name is above all names. You are the holy, 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 the thrice holy God, perfect in righteousness, perfect in purity, perfect in goodness. God, you are good. And we want to praise you for your goodness. Sometimes we don't understand it. It's not in line with our desires and wants. But we know, Father, that your will is good and is right. That your ways and your thoughts are as high above ours as the heavens are above the earth. You are our God, and we worship you, and we love you. You're our creator. The creator of all living things, the creator of this vast universe. God, we stand in awe of your creation, its beauty. To look up into a night sky and to see the stars, you produce a feeling in our hearts of your infinite goodness and qualities of being everlasting. Being from everlasting to everlasting, you always have been and you always will be. And our minds can't get around the vastness of this universe, and we know that that's as it should be, because you are God and you are great. And every little thing is so complex, no brilliant scientist will ever fully comprehend the wonder of your creation. And Father, while you are sovereign, powerful, mighty, and impressive, you are a God of love. Your word teaches us that. Your sending of your Son, your own Son, your one and only Son, to be amongst us and to pay with his very life, to suffer, that we could be redeemed, that we could have a hope to be with you forever, Father, was the most incredible act of love that there ever has been or ever could be. And we just praise you, God, because of who you are and what you've done. And we're just so impressed by you. You are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. You will not always accuse, nor will you harbor your anger forever. You do not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is your love for those who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so you, Lord, have compassion on those who fear you. For you know how we are formed. You remember that we are dust. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everything in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. We praise you, Lord, with all our souls. Amen.
Let's pray. Holy and righteous God, we confess that like Isaiah, we are a people of unclean lips. It is not only unclean lips we possess. We are also a people at times with unclean hands and unclean hearts. We have broken your law times without number and are guilty of pride, unbelief, self-centeredness, and idolatry. I pray that you will break our hearts with the severity of our sin as we now acknowledge our sins and our failings in your holy presence. We have had other gods before you. We too often have not acknowledged you as Lord of all the earth. We have worshipped and served the created rather than the Creator. We have sought satisfaction in this world's pleasures rather than in you. We have loved to praise our own glory more than yours. Forgive us and redeem us, for we have not allowed your presence to shine through us. We have taken your name in vain. We have prayed religious prayers to impress others. We have uttered your name countless times without reverence or love. We have listened to others use your name in vain without grieving. We confess that we spend more time on worldly pleasures than we do with your word. We have doubted your word and failed to obey its teaching. We have sought to contain you within our own doctrines and theologies. Rather than holding unfailingly to your truths, we have ignored them or twisted them to fit our own selfish wants and desires. In our hearts, we have wished physical harm and unfortunate circumstances on others. We have often destroyed our neighbor with our tongues. We have been quick to unlovingly judge others. We have considered and even executed revenge when we have sinned against you. We have turned a blind eye to the injustices in our society and our world. We have allowed prejudice and ignorance to blind and hobble us. We have allowed our neighbors and fellow man to be treated unfairly. We pray for strength and courage to walk alongside those that are treated unjustly. Father, we have committed adultery with our eyes. We have loved temptation rather than fighting it. We have lusted after unlawful and immoral pleasures, and we have justified our lust by using the world as our standard. We have stolen what is not ours and coveted what belongs to others. Our lives overflow at times with discontent, ungratefulness, and envy. We have complained in the midst of your abundant provision. We have sought to exalt ourselves through the accumulation of worldly treasures. We have lied to you and we have lied to others. We have told distorted truths, half-truths, and untruths. We have despised the truth to make ourselves look better. Sometimes, even in our prayers of confession, we look for ways to hide our guilt. You call us to hold fast to what is good, but so often we flounder, unable to find that solid thing that will center us again. We are ashamed to lift up our faces before you, for our iniquities are many. Help us, we pray. Help us to see you as our center and to cling to the good that you create in the world. Holy God, we come before you in humility, asking that you will change our hearts and minds, that you will restore the joy of our salvation, that you will show us again how to love others the way that you love us, that you will put power and courage in our hearts to do your will. This we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, we thank you for this world. We look at the universe and we see a finely tuned masterpiece. Galaxies, planets, the mystery of black holes, the majesty of a sun. And we are thankful for the awe and the humility it inspires within us. That seeing it invokes a smallness in us that causes us to look up. We are thankful for this little space that you've given for us to occupy. Like a parent who prepares a nursery, God, you have prepared for our needs and provided for our wants. Streams of water, fields of food. We open up the ground and find resource after resource that you have buried there, waiting for us to discover. We thank you for the understanding given to us to use these resources to improve our physical lives. Medicine, science, nutrition. Every day we try to count our blessings, Father, to develop hearts that overflow with appreciation and hearts that are glad to share our blessings with others. We acknowledge, Father, that there can be an ugly side of nature. Viruses cause sickness, cells turn cancerous. And even in those times of challenge and sadness, we are reminded that we live in a fallen world that we have made and are thankful that this place is not our home, that it is only a classroom for our learning and maturity while we wait for the new heaven and the new earth that is to come. We are thankful for the country that we live in. We are thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy, founding of our laws that protect it, and the virtue of its people that sustain it. We know there are many places that we could be that won't allow us the free exercise of our faith, where church and state are not separate, where religion is suppressed, and people are persecuted. Lord, we do not want attitudes that would consider this convenience cheap, or hearts that are apathetic towards it. We want to have a robust thankfulness for the ability to exercise our faith and to assemble for worship without persecution. We struggle as it is, Father, to stand up to the pressure of just a hostile culture, so we are grateful that it is not worse. We are thankful that we live in a country where people can have differences and those differences can be discussed in the public square and decided by the persuasion of ideas rather than bullets from a gun barrel. We are thankful for our Southside family. Father God, we are thankful for the spirit of harmony that we are blessed to have in the family of believers, that we are believers in the unity of fellowship and not the unison, that we are thankful for the recognition that we are each one apprentices of Jesus Christ who are growing in our faith and our likeness of him, that we will not look the same and not act the same. And we will believe differently and we will fail differently. But this is a place we are all committed to personal holiness and lifting each other up. That by loving each other up close, Father, we will not grow apart and be so quick to judge each other. That we will have a love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things when it comes to each other. We are thankful for our ministers and teachers who feed us, and for those who we have lost, and even those who have moved on, whose legacy still lingers here to shape our family. And for the many unsung servants who give of themselves generously for this family at Southside. Those who take flowers, send cards, call, text, email, and Zoom to let someone know they are remembered. Those looking after the elderly and the sick. Those who bake and cook and serve residents at Ronald McDonald, Hope Lodge, families with new babies, families that are hurting. Those who drive others to worship, the grocery, studies, and doctor's appointments. Those who provide us a clean, safe, secure place to gather. Those who take on administration, pay bills, manage sound systems, computers, and make repairs. Those who give to local missions, missions abroad, caring and sharing, for the general fund, and those who pray over us always. We do not take the spiritual health of this body for granted, dear God, even despite the interruptions to our gatherings that took place this year by COVID. If anything good has come from it, Father, we are grateful in our hearts for the slower pace, for being given the opportunity to reflect on what is important, to cause us to trust more and to cling tighter, to be appreciative of the good intentions and the best efforts of our brothers and sisters, our healthcare workers, our scientists, our teachers, and even our government. God, we are thankful for you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In you we live and move and have our being. We wake every morning to your new mercies. We go to sleep every night under your watchful providence. We draw every breath by your grace. We deserve nothing but have everything by Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Advocate, who loved the unlovable and is the giver of all spiritual blessings. We thank you, Father, that you preserved your story and history for us to read about. The universe tells us we have a creator, but Scripture tells us we have a Father. Thank you for hearing our prayers as our souls cry out to you, and we share and we ask. And we trust, Father, as a perfect Father, you give us not always what we request, but always what is best. The words thank you seem hardly sufficient to convey the deep, stirring, fervent, emotional gratitude we have, body, mind, and soul, for your great love, care, concern, mercy, and grace. But we say it anyway with as much meaning as we can give it. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and please accept our prayer of thankfulness.
Lord, you tell us not to be anxious for anything, but through prayer and supplication with our requests, full of thanksgiving, to make them known to you. And that is what we come this morning to do. Yet we must acknowledge that at times our motives are not pure for the things that we request. Because of the war that battles within us of our own desires, it is what causes fights and quarrels among us and other people. So we ask that you refine our motives and purify them. And we know that comes by asking you for wisdom. We ask for your wisdom because we know that you will give it to us generously without finding fault in us, and you will give it. But Father, we must have a single purpose in mind. For if we're double-minded, we'll be tossed back and forth like the waves of the sea, and that is not our desire. Focus us on your will, Father. For we know in Scripture, many have come to you and asked, and when they prayed, you were moved by their requests, and you listened to their plea. Father, we want to call on you in the same way because you know you will answer and you will tell us great and unsearchable things that we have yet to comprehend. And we know that if we ask, you say it will be given. We know if we seek, you say we will find. You know, we know if we knock, you say you will open the door. And so, Father, as we enter into 2021, we wish to make three requests, supplications to you. First, Father, we want to learn. Second, we want to love. And third, we want to live. To learn, to love, and to live in the truth of your word, and to be able to take that into the world. Father, as we learn, sometimes things don't make sense. We have questions about what you're doing in the world and why things are happening. But we ask that you show yourself to us. Remind us to read your word, to look for understanding in it, and to wait for you to speak. In turn, Father, may your word help us choose to trust that you're good, because you've always done good for us. Each day, Father, may we remember that you died for us, and that your resurrection reminds us that we can trust that you're big enough to handle any of our doubts, our fears, and any of our confusion. We are desperate for your wisdom, Lord. At times we're uncertain about what to do, yet we will wait as we read your word and listen for your voice. We know that you are here to guide us, and you will work through us as we allow your word to saturate our minds and our hearts and our very being. Open our minds to ideas and perspectives that we don't understand or yet see. Use us in whatever way you want as we learn your word. But Father, we also want to love it. We know that as your word indwells in us, it will cause our love for you to swell. May we have a craving and a deep desire to be in your word this year like never before. Because your word tells us that if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. And we understand that it is only as our will becomes conformed to your will that our desires become your desires, and then in turn it becomes our delight to live out our purpose under your guidance. So help us commit our way to you, Lord. Help us to trust that you will act. Help us to understand that you will bring forth righteousness as the light and justice as the noonday, because your word is in us and we love it. Father, help us to refrain from anger as we learn to live out your word. Help us to forsake outbursts of wrath. Help us to not look at the success of those who do evil, but help us to wait on you, knowing that you will bring justice. Father, we understand you are great and mighty, and at times the hardest thing for us to do is to wait. But we must wait in your word. Help us wait in your word. Father, we ask that our steps will be established by you. And we know that they will as we delight ourselves in your way. And at times, though we may fall, we know that it is your hand that will uphold us. Help us turn away from evil and to do good, for we know that you love justice and you do not forsake those who are your saints. Father, we love you and we want to wait on you and keep your way. This year, Father, may we learn, may we love, and may we live in the truth of the word that you have revealed to us. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Let's all stand together.
Ah, what a blessing it has been to be here this morning. I'm thankful as a member of this church family to have shepherds who love us and who pray for us. And so I'm thankful that we have started our year off together in this way, and thankful for the men and their wives and their families who pray for us weekly. We're going to gather around the table this morning as we conclude our time. I want to just lead us in a thought as we gather around the table this morning. You know, here at the beginning of a new year, people often talk about making New Year's resolutions. For instance, just as an example, Coach Cal yesterday made a New Year resolution to play Dante Allen more. And that worked out for him pretty well. And I think that'll be one that he sticks to this year. What about you? Have you made any resolutions this year? You know, I think part of the difficulty with resolutions is that we generally want to make big changes in our lives. And so we make these really big resolutions. And then by the end of January, we've already failed in our attempts to follow through with them. And I'm learning, as I get older, that this is the wrong way to go about it. What I have been learning is that big resolutions usually lead to little change. And in fact, it's the little resolutions that can lead to big change. I remember when Karen and I first got married, we created this kind of spiritual to-do list. that first year of marriage, we had all these dreams and plans of all that we were going to accomplish together spiritually as a couple during that first year. It consisted, if I remember correctly, of at least of about 10 activities, if not more. And it was terribly overwhelming, and it was an epic failure. After that, we made a decision to start small. And let's just start with this. Every morning, we're going to begin our day with prayer together. Doesn't have to be long. One person may still be asleep during the whole prayer, but whoever gets up first is not going to get out of bed, it's not going to start their day until we take a moment to pray together as a couple. And that little decision has gone on for many years, and it's been life-changing for us as a couple. Because you see, it's the little daily habits. It's the small, consistent choices that can make a big difference in our lives. I recently came across a quote. The author said, "A changed life is the product of daily habits, not once-in-a-lifetime transformations." And I really like that thinking. And that brings us to this meal that we're participating in together this morning. It's a simple weekly gathering at a table. And as we gather around the table this morning, the reason it does not feel like a once-in-a-lifetime transformative event is because it's not meant to be a once-in-a-lifetime transformative event. Instead, it's meant to be a small, consistent choice. A little weekly habit to gather around a table with our family in the presence of Jesus Christ, to thank him for what he's done for us. Luke, when he wrote the book of Acts, seems to suggest to us in chapter 2 that the early disciples following Pentecost there in Jerusalem chose to meet daily to share in this meal. It was a consistent choice to create a daily habit that would change forever the life of the church. For us today, it's a decision to begin each week, to not to do anything else in our week until we have first gathered together around this table in the presence of Jesus Christ to give thanks to him for what he's done for us. Let's do that this morning. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for your Son. We have been in your throne room this morning on our knees. And we are only here because of the sacrifice of your Son. And so for all that he's done, we thank you. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Let's share in the cup together. Let's pray. Father, this juice represents life. The life that was given and the life that we now live in Christ and the life that is to come when he returns. And so we give you thanks. thanksgiving for this life that this blood represents. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.